Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on our 5-Minute Friday podcast, I want to talk to you all about stretch marks. First of all, let's be realistic. Everyone has stretch marks. Men, women, supermodels, everyone. And stretch marks basically are a type of scar that develops when your skin stretches or shrinks rapidly. And it's this really abrupt change that causes collagen and elastin, the supporting structures of our skin, to kind of rupture and tear. And then as the skin heals, you may get a stretch mark appear. So not everybody gets these narrow bands on their skin. These are either white or red bands, which can appear. And fluctuating hormones sometimes can play a role, definitely with pregnancy, adolescence, and in heavier weight people. You also can have stretch marks depending on your family tendencies. And I read a really great article by the American Academy of Dermatology. So I just want to tell you some excellent tips and things to think about if you're worried about stretch marks. So number one thing is, if you want to avoid stretch marks, try not to go through rapid periods of weight loss or weight gain. The most likely times you're going to see stretch marks are during growth spurts like puberty, pregnancy, when your boobs start to grow, when you rapidly expand and get hips, when you rapidly lose weight or you stretch and gain weight. And if you're a guy, when you're muscle training, weight gain training, these things cause tissues to expand at a fast rate, causing tears in collagen and in elastin. If you put on a steroid and certain other topical creams on your skin, it can also create stretchy marks like corticosteroids, hydrocortisone treatments. If you're using topical steroids, be careful. Stretch marks can definitely appear in that scenario. And early on, stretch marks can be red, raised, or itchy, and they sometimes will then quiet down and become, you know, whiter, paler, flatter, and sometimes fade away. And sometimes, if you tan, they can slightly worsen, and that's actually just because of the contrast and the loss of pigmentation in the stretch marks. So stretch marks can be made less noticeable. It's summer. Everybody's going to be worried about their bodies on the beach. And frankly, just enjoy yourself, because I see so many bodies, butts, extremities, and tummies, and everyone has stretch marks. So body makeup is the number one thing you can do to hide them. If you're trying to do skin treatments, there are lotions, creams, and gels out there, especially for pregnant women. And some of these work and many of them don't work. But using treatment on mature stretch marks that have been there for a really long time is not going to be effective. Generally, those are fixed and formed, so creams may not help. But in the early phases of pregnancy, if you really moisturize and lubricate your skin with stretch mark lotions and products, you're going to reduce the tendency for rapid stretch and tear of drier skin. So do take time to massage product in. That kind of massage and really penetrating the skin and moisturizing deeply may be helpful. And then do take time to use it regularly, like not just for 3 weeks. You're going to want to use it every day for 2 to 3 months. I think home remedies like coconut oil and olive oil and vitamin E are not so beneficial, but there is no harm in giving those ingredients to your skin. So you're definitely allowed to do that. Self-tanners can hide stretch marks, but they cannot permanently get rid of them. The only things that I really recommend to patients that are true remedies would be hyaluronic acid serums or hyaluronic-based creams, and those are densely enriched with moisturizing hyaluronic acid, which draws 1,000 times its weight in water to your skin, and Retin-A or tretinoin products. If you're pregnant, you definitely cannot use Retin-A products. And if you're not pregnant, you definitely can, but you need to use sun protection and use them sparingly until your skin gets used to it. Retin-A applied directly on stretch marks at a regular basis does reduce the tendency for stretch marks to show and improves and softens them. So there have been a couple studies which showed that prescription use of prescription Retin-A, or tretinoin is the generic name for that, applied every night for 24 weeks had less noticeable stretch marks. 24 weeks, that's quite some time. That's 6 months of using it. So otherwise, stretch marks may not improve. Other studies have found similar results. I like to use chemical peels, laser, microdermabrasion, and radiofrequency as well. And these are treatments that help superficially. When we're microneedling the skin, we're changing the texture of the skin, we're improving collagenization of the skin, and we're reducing the bright appearance of stretch marks. Some dermatologists use pulsed dye lasers, and these are excellent as well. So I think that the stretch marks are definitely treatable. If they bother you sufficiently that you're getting a complex about it, you should treat them. You can start with lots of moisturization, add a prescription retinol, you can add microneedling, and then do like lasers or high frequency energy treatments that tighten and contract the skin to improve, like Thermi. In our office, we use Thermi to treat the buttocks, the thighs, cellulite dimples, and in the process of shrinking and tightening the skin and reorganizing fibroblasts, the collagen fibers line up better and stretch marks have the appearance of being diminished. So that, my friends, is the 5-Minute Friday all about how to improve your stretch marks, how to avoid getting stretch marks, and what to do if you have them. And this was a really great 5-Minute Friday, and I wanted to reference again the American Academy of Dermatology for this great source. If you guys are interested, check my website and try my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream. This is one of the only body lotions that has a form of retinol in it, which actually improves your textural changes, stretch marks of the tummy, the thighs, the extremities, and just generally those changes of aging when your skin starts to look a little older than it used to. And if you've had pregnancy, work on things sooner than later, because the longer stretch marks sit, the more permanent they become. That's it for now, beauties. Don't forget to take care of your skin with lots of sunscreen this summer. And don't forget, those stretch marks are treatable. Come and see me in my Pasadena office in Los Angeles. I'm a board-certified facial plastic surgeon. I do lots of body work, too. You can find me on my Instagram at beautybydrk, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces and bodies. And my website is beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.